Welcome to the UAW Local 1050 podcast. Today's date is September 11th, 2020. Today we have Don Moan to give us an update on the contract negotiations. How you doing, Don?
Good, Ty. Thanks for doing this again today, last minute. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So, just wanted to get a quick podcast up. Been a little while since I've had one, but this is specific to the contract negotiations we've been in the last few weeks. But today, 9-11 of all days, 9-11 at approximately 3 o'clock p.m., we were given the last best and final offer by the company. It's our third last best and final offer. So not going to put any too many details out or any, to be honest with you. Just like last time we voted at the end of February or beginning of March, you know, we have to bring this back to our executive board. So there's a protocol we have to do in order to put this out in the plant. I'm sure the company's already got theirs in the mail on the way to everybody's house to have their spin on it and talk about what a great non-concessionary contract it is. But on the contrary, it is all pretty much the same stuff we've seen in the past with a lot less money and more issues on the table. So we'll get into that after we bring it to the executive board. But just wanted to let people know that on Monday the 14th, the bargaining committee will be meeting with the executive board to go over through all this. And then from there, we'll be putting it out in the plan, getting it on the website. We have protocols we have to meet in order for the meeting to happen, in order for the voting to happen. So we have an idea of the place we're going to have it at, but right now, it's the availability and all the hoops we have to jump through because of the coronavirus and the protocols we have to meet and social distancing. And anyway, there's a whole slew of things we have to do. So we're in the process of doing all that. So stay tuned. We'll put as much information as we can out. We need to get with our election committee to determine how they're going to do all the things they need to do to have this happen. So, again, our international union is reaching out to one of the other larger local union halls in order to have this meeting. So we're looking to try to have it somewhere a week from Monday, but not sure the exact date, whenever the availability is and everybody's availability. So that's a wrap on this. So stay safe. Keep focused. I know that John Kordeleski was able to put something on the Facebook page that, you know, he tries to keep people updated. And I know, Ty, you're going to try to work on something to get on the site, just trying to get as much communicated that we can. And we'll get more as of next week.
Okay.
I appreciate it again, Ty.
No problem. Okay, that concludes today's podcast. And everyone have a safe evening.